You are now on air.
Audio month, day number 19. The audio date is 11.19.2019. Current time is 10:33 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. Hello, and yes, this is day number 19 of the Audio Month Challenge November 2019. Na Pod Pomo. The audio challenge, the original Audio Month Challenge, where you do 30 days of doing 30 audios, preferably one each day. But if you get 30 days done in 1 week, I guess you count. You got to do it in the month. Yeah, if you go over, I guess spill over to the next month of it. No, not unless it's in a row. But anyway, Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on the Anchor, as well as over there on Twitter, where I tote myself, just like I think everybody does. If you don't know it already, I am a social media observer and social media enthusiast. In other words, I like playing on the internet. And that's what drives this on the internet. Us playing with it. Us exploring what we can do with it. And that's what I'm doing here on this Audio Month Challenge. 12 years in the making. Coming back to the original month. Because I do these periodically throughout the year. But this is the original month. 12 years ago got started. There's been some variations of it for some other challenges and whatnot. But this is the original month. For audio, so I'm coming back to this month to do my audio month challenge. Okay, and we got Doris scratching on a chair over here. Cats, they're a handful. No, they're not really a handful, but they do some off the wall things. So, but let's see. Current temperature here in the southern tier of upstate New York is 38 degrees Fahrenheit, and let's see. This morning, normally I would get up before the sun, but it's a little after. It's mid-morning, and yes, I do have the cup of coffee here. It's the last cup of coffee. Sort of just been bumming it around this morning, not really doing much of anything, except what did I say? Playing on the internet. Looking at some things and whatnot, listen to some audios and, you know, what everybody does, you know, as far as to feel connected when you first get going. But the sun rose this morning at 7:01 a.m. and it will be setting this later today at 4:43 p.m. and we're going to have mostly cloudy skies. Ooh, high of 44. Got a heat wave going here in the southern tier of upstate New York. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles, and right now we got cloudy overcast, but no real rain clouds on the Doppler from what I'm seeing. But but I'm going to talk about something big, and I say this is big because it has to do with some people in a particular part of the world that are bettering their environment, and it's a big thing because it concerns a big battery that's helping a university down under in Australia cut its electrical costs. That's right. Cut their electrical costs. And what we have is a three-story, what they call a water battery. That's what caught my eye. A water battery, of course, has already slashed the university's electrical costs by 40% in 1 month. That's huge. That is huge. Because the way they're doing it, it's very environmentally friendly, I should say. I don't know how much this thing costs as far as set up, but it's a Australian university that has been using a three-story water battery to power their air conditioning, and it has already slashed their overall electric usage by 40%. The first of its kind battery, which was switched on at the University of the Sunshine Coast, USC, I guess you could call it the other USC because here in the States, USC is University of Southern California, but the University of the Sunshine Coast there in Australia, they switched the battery on in September. And what it does, it stores energy generated by 6,000 solar panels. 6,000 solar panels that are installed across campus rooftops. And that's what's powering or storing the energy or powering, they're solar farming basically. And they're storing the energy in a water battery? Yeah, water battery. And I like solar. I have a couple, they're not even scratching the surface compared to 6,000 panels they're talking here, but I got two Harbor Freight, 45 watt, so it's a total of 90 watts of power that I have from the solar panels that I have. But they have 6,000 solar panels that have been installed on their campus rooftops. That's usually, now what, if you look at it, all the roofs that we have, how many roofs are covered with solar panels? Probably a very small percentage. But down there in Australia, of course, over the course of the next 25 years, the thermal energy tank is expected to save $100 million in air conditioning costs and dramatically reduce the school's greenhouse gas emissions, according to school representatives. So basically, they're reducing their carbon footprint big time. The innovative cooling system was launched in partnership with resource management company, Veolia, as just one of the ways the school is working towards their goal of being carbon neutral by 2025. USC, which, what did I say it was? It's the Australian University named University of the Sunshine Coast. I want to make sure I put that in there because I don't want you to get confused with University of Southern California. Has a plan to be completely carbon neutral by 2025, which is a challenge to any budget because it requires a significant change in the way energy is captured and consumed, said USC Chief Operating Officer Dr. Scott Snyder. So we really did have to think. So we really did have to think out of the box. And by forming a partnership with Veolia, we were able to negotiate a 10-year plan that suited us both and delivered major energy savings to the university. The system was switched on this past September and is now delivering 2.1 megawatts of power, and we estimate that we will save more than $100 million in energy costs over the next 25 years, he added. Another benefit is that we are able to take our students to visit the system and teach them about innovation and finding cleaner energy solutions for the future. So it's a teaching aid also. There's a big investment right there. That's a big investment. Last week, the Ingenia system was recognized by the prestigious Global District Energy Climate Awards after the school was declared the winner of the out-of-the-box category for innovating eco solutions. Veolia Regional Energy Service Manager Andrew Darr said the win reflected nearly 4 years of hard work and a successful ongoing partnership with the University of Sunshine Coast, USC. The innovative display throughout this project is a testament to both organization and could only be achieved through an open and collaborative partnership, he said. And there's a YouTube video. I'll put the link in the the audio description box here for this audio. And it's very interesting to watch because it gives you an overview, and they probably use a drone to get some of the shots, the overflight shots, and you can see all the area that they have with all those solar panels. It's pretty neat stuff, and I like reading stories like this here on the Anchor because it goes to show there are people that are trying to do their part, doing their part, and real life solutions to a problem, issue, whatever you want to call it, but it's there that we need to mitigate. And I think when all these solutions, once they start, and there's data showing that it's going down, but it won't go away. You know, we just I just posted an article this morning over there on my Twitter feed at Fireman Rich, a CBS News news video of deforestation in Brazil's Amazon rainforest is the highest since 2008. We got to stop doing that. And they could if their Brazilian president just got his head out of his ass. And I think he's starting to come along now because, pretty good piece there. But we see all these indications. And the one part it mentioned is we get to the tipping point. We might be in the point, we might not see in our lifetime, but future generations, there are a couple generations ahead of us, that might be where the tipping point is. We have to be responsible. So all these solutions are practical and doable solutions. The big one that I'm really passionate about is plant trees. We need to plant more trees. We take down a tree, we should be planting 10 trees to replace it. We can't live on this big blue marble without trees, folks. And and I think people, and it's a simple solution. There's countries that are doing it, and along with this new water battery, it's we have to be doing more of that, and as well as other things. So good article here. Good article, and as far as the university of the Australian University of the Sunshine Coast, getting it done, reducing their carbon footprint. I'm gonna finish this last cup of coffee and just hang out, folks. I don't have nothing planned today, so I'm glad I got this in. Day 19, we're moving forward, pushing forward, doing the audio right here on the Anchor. Hey, Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich, wherever you may be on this big blue marble, live life, have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace.